Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, latest CSO figures show the number of theft, sexual offences and drug possession offences in Donegal have increased. Education Minister Joe McHugh has confirmed that a new building for St Mary's National School Stranorder has gone to tender as of today. Gardaí and Donegal have conducted an intelligence-led operation targeting the purchase of sexual services, and investigations are continuing into what police are describing as an aggravated burglary in which a woman was attacked by masked men armed with a hammer in the Gaia area of Derry. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, the Taoiseach says time is running out to secure a Brexit deal. Simon Coveney says until there is a serious proposal that can be the basis for negotiation, then the gaps between the EU and UK that are wide at the moment will remain. Following a meeting with the EU's chief Brexit negotiator in Brussels, Minister Coveney says the onus is on the British Prime Minister to come up with a workable solution.
There are still significant gaps between both sides. The clear message that I would have got from Michel Barnier today is that his team and he himself are available 24/7 to negotiate towards trying to get a deal done. But that has to be on the basis of a serious proposal coming forward from the UK side. That hasn't happened yet.
Latest figures from the Central Statistics Office show the number of theft, sexual offences and drug possession offences in Donegal have increased. Between the beginning of April and the end of June this year, the number of drink driving cases were down slightly, but the number of drug driving detections rose substantially. Greg Hughes has more.
There were 52 burglaries recorded in Donegal in the second quarter of this year, up 2 on the same period last year. There was a steeper rise in the number of thefts, with 171 recorded, up 54. There were 206 cases of assault, harassment and related offences, up 27, and 34 sexual offences, a rise of 10. 158 cases of damage to property were recorded, a rise of 34. 171 controlled drug offences were recorded, up 54 on the same period last year, while on the roads there were 19 cases of driving under the influence of drugs, up from just 2 in the second quarter of 2018. In contrast, there were 97 cases of driving over the legal alcohol limit, a fall of 5.
Education Minister Joe McHugh has confirmed that a new building for St Mary's National School Stranorder has gone to tender as of today. This morning, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher called on the Minister to sanction the 24-classroom project immediately as planning permission is due to expire in 2022. Minister McHugh says after a long campaign, the St Mary's announcement is particularly important.
We're giving it the green light to go to tender as of today. It's an important juncture for the school community, and the will be moving to another site. It'll be a brand new school, a school that will be ticking all the boxes in terms of environmental obligations and regulation, and this will be a state-of-the-art school for a growing population in the Finn Valley.
Why has it taken this long?
Like every school that's in the programme at the moment, a lot of school would have been in the pipeline for a long number of years. Take, for example, Glenswally National School was waiting since 1992. So here we are now. It's going to be ready for diggers on site next year, as well as Colm Kilkenny announced earlier today, and the same for St Mary's next year. So what I'm doing here is I'm ensuring that schools right across the country are following the demand for need for this population, but in relation to a lot of these campaigns have been waiting a long time, and there's other schools waiting, for example Little Angels and also Scully's in Buncrana, and we'll hopefully be in a position towards the end of the year to get them ready for the tender framework, and that's something I'm working closely with them as well. There's constant competitions around resources, but I want to ensure that we continue to work and collaborate with these schools that are campaigning in the background.
And you believe that all going well with St Mary's, we will see construction begin next year?
We were given the green light today, so any school that's given the green light for tender takes about 6 or 7 months to go through that process. So I'm hoping to have progress before the beginning of the summer of next year.
Earlier today, Minister McHugh also confirmed an extension to Skullcolm Kildinletterkenny is going to tender, with 8 new classrooms, a general purpose hall and ball courts. Prefabs will also be removed from the school grounds, paving the way for a new car park and set down area. There are calls on Irish Water to fast-track pipe replacement works which service Ballyliffin and Clonmany as a matter of urgency. The main line between both villages has suffered a total of 9 bursts over the last 3 months, resulting in homes being flooded. Irish Water says that it does plan to include the area in its programme of works in the future, but the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District believes this needs to be brought forward. Councillor Martin McDermott says some residents are living in fear and the utility must step up to the plate.
There's a lot of issues from in Ballyliffin, sort of leaving Ballyliffin, heading towards Clonmany. There's been up to 9 bursts there over the last 3 months over the summertime. It's an area that's prone to water leakages, is prone to bursts. There's been a lot of issues there over the years. There's been houses that have been flooded because of bursts on that stretch of road from Ballyliffin to Clonmany. And I think it's time now that Irish Water replaced the pipes there because it's just going on too long.
And you have been in touch with them before on this issue. What have they had to say to date on it in terms of perhaps maybe getting that work done?
Yeah, there have been a number of contacts with Irish Water in relation to that area. They've been saying that they're going to get it on a programme, that it's going to happen in the future. But I think it's come the time now where we're going to be back in a situation where some of the houses is going to get flooded again. There's people living there sort of in a bit of fear at the minute, with water running back down around their houses when they've already had damage done over the years. So I think Irish Water needs to step up the plate on this one and get a new replacement done from Ballyliffin out towards Clonmany, out to Clonmany Road, and rectify the problem once and for all, Catherine.
Gardaí and Donegal have conducted an intelligence-led operation targeting the purchase of sexual services. As part of the operation, almost 40 people nationally have been stopped and spoken to by Gardaí. Catherine Gaffney reports.
Last week, Gardaí conducted intelligence-led operations across 9 Garda divisions, including Donegal, in both rural and urban areas, targeting the demand for prostitution and to enforce legislation which criminalises the purchase of sexual services. These days of action were coordinated by the Operation Quest team. During the course of the operation, 38 people were stopped and spoken to by members of An Garda Síochána Síochána, arising from suspicion of having purchased sexual services from someone involved in prostitution. A number of files will now be prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions, with a view to establishing if any criminal prosecution should be initiated arising from these days of action. Gardaí say this operation reinforces their commitment to target the demand for prostitution and to protect vulnerable people, including victims of human trafficking involved. This is the second national operation targeting the demand for prostitution in 2019, and further operations are planned.
Bet Éireann has issued a status yellow rainfall warning for 5 counties throughout the country. Heavy rain will begin to fall on Donegal from 8 o'clock tonight and will remain valid for around 6 hours. Investigations are continuing into what police are describing as an aggravated burglary in which a woman was attacked by masked men armed with a hammer in the Gallia area of Derry. The woman was at home with her 3 children in Bloomfield Park when the men broke into the house. Police say it bore all the characteristics of a paramilitary-style attack. Local councillor Aileen Mellon lives in the area. She says nothing is achieved by such behaviour and those responsible should stop immediately.
It's a family. It was in their home with 3 young children, and they have a safe space violated, and it's kind of violence. It's just unthinkable.
This is being treated as a paramilitary-style attack, and it's not the first such attack we've seen in the Derry area in recent weeks. Is this a matter of concern?
It is. I think that it kind of instills a bit of fear around the community, and, you know, carrying out these attacks, it serves no purpose. Hurt on top of hurt only causes more. And that's what we would say today is, you know, think of these families, think of these 3 young children who this, I'm sure, will have a lasting impact on. They witness such violence.
From the point of view of the local community, as you said, there will now be a fear in that community that there could be more of this kind of behaviour, and that sense of unease is something that I'm sure people hoped was gone.
That's it. You know, we've seen these in the past, these style of attacks, and they didn't work then. And it does instill fear on these decent people, you know, that live in this area. As I say, I live in Bloomfield Park myself. I've grown up in the Gaelic area and I'm raising my son there. It's instilling fear in ordinary people who wish to go about their lives peacefully. who wish for their children to be out on their streets, enjoying their area and playing in a safe environment. And, you know, fear doesn't achieve anything.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 15% off your next online order using the code FITNESS. Some exclusions apply.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Donegal know the draft list of 2020 National Football League fixtures. Having gained promotion as Division 2 champions, Declan Bonner's side will have four home games, the first being the opening game of the season against Mayo on Saturday, January the 25th. An away trip to Meath waits them on Sunday, February the 2nd, before hosting Galway on Sunday, February the 9th. They'll then face a tough away tie against Dublin on Saturday, February the 22nd, before two home games in a row against provincial rivals Monaghan and Tyrone on Sunday the 1st of March and Saturday the 14th of March respectively. The final game of the campaign is away to Kerry. Croke Park will confirm the games in the coming weeks, while Donegal GA will confirm the venues for the home ties. Well, it's another big weekend of championship action ahead here in the Northwest. Oisin Kelly looks ahead.
Well, Kenny, it's quarter-final weekend here in Donegal and some tasty encounters to be played Saturday and Sunday. As we know, there's a doubleheader on Saturday to start the last eight of the Senior Championship, with Milford taking on St Union's in the first game of the doubleheader at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. It's a first time into the quarter-finals for Milford, and they're taking on a club that have won the Dr. Maguire on 15 occasions. That one starts the proceedings and will be followed by a south of the county battle. Kilkiar are looking to reclaim the Dr. Maguire trophy, having been winners in 2017, and they're playing their neighbours Killybegs. The Fishermen haven't won the title since 1996. The action continues on Sunday early in the afternoon, 12:30 at Park Neave Columba in Glenswilly. Neave Connell haven't tasted success at this level in 4 years, and they're playing a Glenfinn side who have impressed this year, having come up as intermediate champions 12 months ago. And the last of the quarterfinals involves the holders and the defending Donegal and Ulster champions. That, of course, is Gweedore. They continue on their journey in trying to retain the cup. Bundoran are the first of the sides that they will meet in the knockout phase of the competition. Bundoran really haven't featured at the top of senior level in 4 decades, but can they upset the holders? Here's McCool's clubman, Marty O'Reilly, who feels that the championship this year is going to be down to between Gweedore and Kilkiar.
You know, if you're in Gweedore, I think you'd be quite pleased with the way things have gone, that maybe they're coming under the radar and people are questioning whether, you know, they're moving as well as they were last year, and that's a great position to be in. Yeah. You know, I suppose, to be honest, there's probably a little bit more pressure on Kilkiar, such as the results, but, you know, Gweedore, as I said, they're under the radar, and they've done exactly what they've needed to do. Obviously, the first game against St Union's, you know, it was a low-scoring affair, but, you know, when they needed the results, they got it. They played very well into the wind against St Michael's, and, you know, sometimes that's all you need to do, get the result and move on.
There's more from Marty O'Reilly available on our website, and we will have full live match commentary from all four quarterfinals this weekend, be it on air on Highland FM across the Northwest, and indeed online as well at highlandradio.com. Not forgetting about the Intermediate Championship, two quarterfinals on Saturday in Milford and Glenfinn as Cloughan Ely take on Neave Columbkill and Éireann Ballyshannon play Neave Warra. The other two are on Sunday afternoon in Ballyshannon, Red Hughes take on Neave Breed, and at Killybegs is Neave Columba against St Noel's. Three of the junior quarterfinals are tomorrow afternoon. Declan Bonner's Narossa meet Urus, Letterkenny Gaels take on Cairn Donna, and Buncrana will meet Mavill in an all in a showing affair. And then on Sunday, it's Neave Padraic Muff up against Convoy. And the championship action in Donegal actually starts tonight with two Senior C encounters. McCool's take on Glenfinn and St Union's meet Glenswilly, two massive derbies at that level. On the ladies' front, Termon will start their Ulster campaign on Sunday. The Donegal champions will play Clan Éireann from Armagh. That one's at the Burn Road at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Neave Warra will also see action at junior level on Sunday, but tomorrow, Saturday, Buncrana, the intermediate champions, are taking on O'Neill Shamrocks from Monaghan in their quarter-final. In Tyrone, on the men's front, it's semi-final weekend. Defending champions Coal Island will take on Trillig. while Errigal Kieran are meeting Carrickmore. Two massive games there, and both being played on Sunday. Also on Sunday, it's senior hurling final day at Owen Beg in Derry, with three deciders taking place. The intermediate final is Banner against Swatra, the junior final Namaha take on Coleraine, and then the senior decider is Slochneil against Kevin Lynch's. Two of the big hurling powers in Derry. Slochneil, of course, are going for seven senior titles in a row.
Thanks very much there to Oisin Kelly. Looking ahead to a very busy weekend in Gaelic games. Moving on to athletics, and the World Athletics Championships begin in Qatar later. Michelle Finn competes in the heats of the 3,000 metre steeplechase, and Thomas Barr is in action in the heats of the 400 metre hurdles. Elsewhere at the championships, Downing's man John Cronin is a track referee in Doha. John, who is a former Glenree AC national track champion, has also been selected to officiate at the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. Moving on to soccer, and a Derry City victory tonight at home to Cork City will put the Candy Stripes in third in the Premier Division standings. If they could hold that place for the remaining four games, it would secure European football for Declan Devine's men. The Derry boss says he wants his players to have no regrets after tonight's game.
It's two clubs with tremendous history, and it's two clubs that are capable of beating each other on any day. Full respect for Cork City Football Club and Neil Fenn and his team, and I'm confident we will be at our best because we've good players, and we've players that train really well every day, and our intensity to our training sessions has been brilliant. So our quest for points has got to be relentless, and I've said that all along, and make sure that we don't look back at the end of the game tomorrow night and think, I wish I had it.
7:45 is the kick-off time at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. And it's 10 years since Shamrock Rovers last played in an FAI Cup final, and 11 years since Bohemians were part of Irish football's showpiece. One of those gaps will be bridged tonight, with the fierce Dublin rivals meeting in the first of this weekend's semi-finals. Kick-off at Dalymount is also 7:45. In the Irish League Premiership tomorrow, Leaders Crusaders, they're at home to Glentoran. And Institute, they're on their travels tomorrow. They're still waiting for a one. They're playing bottom of the table, Warren Point Town. Coleraine, they're at home to Larne. In the Donegal Youth League tomorrow, it's D-Day as Letterkenny Rovers and KG Rovers meet at Lakeview Park at 10:30 a.m. Both sides have lost just once this season and are tied at the top, so whoever wins will lift the title. A draw would necessitate a playoff. In the Shield, Ine Celtic need a point from their trip to face Lagan Harps to lift the title there. Kick-off is at 3:30. And the other game in the Youth League is this evening at 5:30 as Swally Rovers host Bonagee. In the Ulster Senior League, the first two games of the season are this weekend. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, it's Bonagee United. They host Fannet United. And on Sunday at 2 o'clock, Derry City Reserves play Finn Harps Reserves. In the FAI Junior Cup this weekend, there's 11 ties down for decision on Sunday. And in the Championship Cross Channel, there's two games down for decision tonight. Fulham, they play Wigan Athletic. And Stoke City, who are still looking for their first win of the season, they host Nottingham Forest. Moving on to rugby, and Ireland have come through their captain's run at Shizuoka Stadium today without any fresh injuries to report ahead of tomorrow's second World Cup game against the hosts, Japan. Kick-off time tomorrow morning is 8:15 Irish time. And on the domestic front, the new Pro 14 season kicks off tonight with Ulster, the first of the provinces, in action. Dan McFarland's side welcome the Ospreys to Kingspan Stadium. In local rugby tomorrow, the Ulster Premiership 2, City of Derry are on their travels. They play Dungannon. Omer at home to Belfast Harlequins. And in Ulster Championship 3, Letterkenny, they host UU Coleraine. And Strabane, they travel to play Hollywood. In golf, the Alfred Dunhill Links Championships on this weekend. Over three courses up in Scotland, St Andrews, Carnoustie and King's Barnes. Rory McIlroy, he finished with a 66 today to sit on 8 under par. Patrick Harrington finished with a 68 to sit on 7 under. Shane Lowry's up to 5 under. And Graham McDowell's 2 under par. The leader is Matthew Jordan. He shot a 64 today to sit on 14 under par. In the PGA Tour this week, it's the Safeway Open. Going into the second round, the first round leader is Adam Scott. He shot a 65 to sit on 7 under par. And finally for this evening in motorsport, Red Bull's Max Verstappen was the surprise pace setter as he headed Ferrari's Charles Leclerc in second practice at the Russian Grand Prix today. Championship leader Lewis Hamilton, he was back in fourth. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport, which is 2-6 tomorrow. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, sunny spells and scattered showers today, some prolonged, highest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees with moderate to fresh and variable winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, latest figures from the Central Statistics Office show the number of theft, sexual offences and drunk possession offences in Donegal have increased. Between the beginning of April and the end of June this year, the number of drink driving cases were down slightly, but the number of drunk driving detections rose substantially. Education Minister Joe McHugh has confirmed that a new building for St Mary's National School Stranorna has gone to tender as of today. This morning, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher called on the Minister to sanction the 24-classroom project immediately as planning permission is due to expire in 2022. Investigations are continuing into what police are describing as an aggravated burglary in which a woman was attacked by masked men armed with a hammer in the Gallia area of Derry. The woman was at home with her three children in Bloomfield Park when the men broke into the house. Police say it bore all the characteristics of a paramilitary style attack. And there are calls on Irish Water to fast-track pipe replacement works which service Ballyliffin and Clonmany as a matter of urgency. The main line between both villages has suffered a total of 9 bursts over the last 3 months, resulting in some homes being flooded. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is news with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamur Mahasa, Colm Ferriter, inshallah, and the please, Skelty, our Highland Radio. Bhí cáinte ha on idir gníomhaithe teanga ó Conradh na Gaeilge agus teachtaí dála agus seanadóirí de Máirt chun imní a léiriú i léigh easpa maoiniú Gaeilge agus Gaeltachta mar chuid de lástáchareachta clinic na Gaeilge. Agraíodh an lástáchareachta chun tacaíocht ar son phláin NSD-ochta don Gaeilge agus na Gaeltachta chur chun tosaí. Phláin a cruthaithí breis agus céad sa iachéad post dar leo. Rinne muiniú breise de 5 billion euro a éilimh don teanga mar chuid de cheannaisneis 2020 ar an lá chomáid. Tá fógairt déanta ar thaobh forrais na Gaeilge go bhfuil an comórtas bio a ghlacú le hiaratais do na comórtas ceol bhliantúil. Fáiltítear roimh iaratais ó scolana agus comáin ó gá cairn na tíre Aaron nu a chuma Gaeilge a cheolabhaiste roimh an ceathrú le déag don mhí seo thugainn. Bé an agraíocht feasaíochta misne ag teart le chéile de gruinniú bhliantúil mehol misne in Araclán Gidóir in ghéaltar tír Conall ón orta le déag go dtí an fichead a le de dheireadh fóthair. Is grúpa naimh políochta é misne atá mar aim acu feibanna eacnamaíochta agus sóisialta ag tá bagairtear bhaintear agus saol na ghéaltarta a léadú. Ráctalaí tar an ceiliarú nasc dhún an áil idir an láta nuan agus an séo lá de dheireadh fóthair. Is é atá nasc dhún an áil na tógra cóibrithe atá de thospór aige deiseanna uaire a chruthú don chondaí fríd ceangailt leis an diaspora as an chondaí atá thar lár nó antá an seo an éirinn. Agus ceangailt le daoine atá ag smuintiú ar cheach go héirinn chun iad a spreagú cuairt a thuairt ar dhún an áil chomáid. Bé chuid mhór imeachtaí ar siúil a riad na seaartaine idir ceolchorma agus drámaí agus sympósium le hícáint siúraí a cardlana ar an gineallas agus a ráile. Bé cardlan éascaithe de haoine ceathrú le de dheireadh fóthair in Austin an Villa Rose, Balla Fé agus bé Fergus McGee mar ar an tí a ceolchorm a dhéanú comarú ar 5 bliain do chuid scór an comórtas Cumann Lúch le scéal ag Araclán an Ghrianan in Letchar Kenan agus tá sin ón ithe ghónaí seo. Sin mo chuid sa illegal air slán agus bannacht.
The opportunities is for this Friday the 27th of September. The death has occurred of Sadie McCaughan, Kitty Muff. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, going to St. Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, for funeral mass at 1:30, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard.
Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to St Vincent de Paul Conference, Ishkeheen. The death has occurred of Winston Bowl, Curralee's Letterkenny. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral service tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock in Bonagie Community Hall, with interment afterwards in Gortlee Cemetery. House private tomorrow until 2 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con MacDade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Etta Mullen, 90 Altenewer Road, Park, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:45, going to St Mary's Church, Altenewer, for Mass at 10:30. Burial afterwards in the family grave. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Paul Diddler Dillon, Ballybegley, Newton Cunningham. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:20 to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Marjorie Johnson, Moy, Milltown, Burton Port. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with Rosary Nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11:30 in St Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sean Medlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of George Rooney, Maharanapan, Convoy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 for Funeral Mass at 1 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Eddie Connor, Upper Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning to the Church of St John the Baptist for Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Sadie Gallagher, Key Road, Dunloe. Her remains are reposing at Midlands Funeral Home, Dunloe, with viewing this evening, followed by private removal at 8 o'clock to her home. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Dunloe District Hospital, care of any family member or Sean Medlin, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Patrick Harkin, the barber, Lubbin, Mallon Road, Moville. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 3:30 in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.